Welcome to Elite Insights on Elite Achievement. These mini episodes deliver quick, actionable ideas to help you lead with clarity, stay focused, and consistently make progress toward your goals. How do you tend to respond when things are either going really well or not going as planned in your business? In last week's Think Like a CEO episode, Richard Conway reminded us of something simple. Momentum is everything. Big outcomes don't typically come from one bold move. They come from small, consistent actions repeated over time. And the emotions we feel can impact whether or not we execute on these actions. When emotions get in the way of execution, we lose momentum. During a recent Friday ritual, I was reviewing my financial numbers, what I need personally to make life work, business expenses, estimated tax payments, and retirement contributions. And I don't know about you, but those numbers seem to be getting bigger year after year. And when I compared what is needed versus what I'm expecting in projected revenue, I started to feel both worry and overwhelm, thinking I'm behind and I can't do this, when the reality is I have figured it out every year I've been in business. I even started to fantasize about quitting my business and getting a job. But then I quickly remembered that I don't want to have a boss and I don't want to have a fixed schedule. I also love my client relationships and the work that I get to do with clients. So quitting wasn't the option. But moving out of the emotional spiral and creating a plan was the option. The emotional spiral I experienced is not unique to me. It's incredibly common for business owners and leaders. When I shared this story with my peer accountability partner, she said, "Oh, I hate those days." It's important for us to remember that emotion is going to show up in business. We are going to hear no. We're going to face rejection. Things are going to be harder than we expected. And sometimes things are going to be going so well that we get excited and take our foot off the gas. When we focus on the emotions we're feeling and let them take over, we lose momentum. In order to maintain momentum, we need to move from emotion to execution quickly. A bad moment in business can't turn into bad hours followed by bad days and bad weeks. In less than 30 minutes, I stopped my emotional spiral and started to create a plan for how to move forward. I thought about what actually drives revenue in my business. And the answer wasn't complicated. It's the fundamentals. Asking for referrals, business development outreach, initiating conversations. These are the behaviors that drive revenue and results. And my energy shifted and I started to gain momentum when I paid less attention to the emotions I was feeling, and I put more thought into how to actually drive revenue. And when I started to build the plan, I got excited about my business again. I've been having similar conversations with clients about getting back to the fundamentals. What I've noticed is that as leaders grow, those fundamentals are often the first things they step away from. As business owners move from being the founder to being the leader, the responsibilities expand. They do need to spend more time building systems, developing their teams, and focusing on operations. All of that is part of running a business. But what can happen is that leaders start spending all of their time there. And the fundamentals, especially the ones that involve interpersonal risk, like asking for referrals or reaching out to initiate new client conversations, quietly fall to the bottom of the list. Not because they're unimportant, but because they're emotionally harder. And it's easier to stay busy with work that feels productive than to stay consistent with the work that actually drives momentum. When people talk about maintaining momentum, they usually talk about staying motivated, thinking positively, or just working harder. And motivation, positivity, and hard work do play a role in momentum. But the skill that sustains momentum is the ability to move quickly from emotion to execution. If you're listening to this and thinking, "I know what I need to do, but I'm not doing it consistently," that's the gap I help my clients close. In my private coaching work, I partner with business owners and leaders to move from emotion and overthinking back into execution. We focus on the fundamentals that drive results, build simple plans you will actually follow through on, and create the accountability that keeps momentum going. If you want support executing at a higher level and maintaining momentum, I'd love to explore whether personal coaching is the right fit. You can learn more at kristenburke.com. Take a moment to decide how you will apply today's insight. What is one priority, decision, or action you will follow through on to consistently make progress toward your goals? This is where results come from. If this episode was useful, follow Elite Achievement to continue building clarity and execution into how you work.